revered, venerable Bambalapitiye Jnanaloka Thera hails from the most sacred lineage of Gautama Buddha's chief disciples, Sariputta and Moggallana. By earnestly adhering to their noble aesthetic practices of the Theravada tradition, he has become an exemplary disciplined, profoundly devout, and a highly esteemed senior Sri Lankan Buddhist monk. He is deeply respected by Buddhist devotees for his unwavering discipline, profound commitment, and exceptional dedication to the practice of meditation. His tireless efforts to uphold the teachings of the Supreme Buddha and his noble life earned him the respect and admiration of all who seek to walk the path of mindfulness and wisdom. Embodying the essence of humility and spiritual focus, Venerable Jnanaloka Thera appreciates to spend his days in solitude while embracing a life of simplicity and tranquility, free from adornment. This has led him to spend extensive time of the year in the rugged Himalayan mountains, the depths of Nepal and India, and the uninhabited forests of Sri Lanka, where he diligently practices meditation as prescribed in ancient times. Jnanaloka Thera's commentary on the sacred Dhamma and Buddhist principles are distinguished by clarity and precision, offering profound insights into the nature of the mind and the process of meditation. One of the most remarkable qualities is his ability to convey the Buddha's message in the utmost simplicity and accessibility, all imbued with warmth, kindness, and compassion. His sermons often draw on personal experiences from his early lay life to his aesthetic monkhood, making the Dhamma exceptionally practical and relatable. He emphasizes the cultivation of wisdom and loving kindness to integrate in everyday life, reflecting another prominent facet of venerable approach. Born into a devout Buddhist family in 1971 in Sri Lanka, Jnanaloka Thera embarked on his spiritual journey at an early age. His lay name was Shanaka Dharmakirti. He traveled to South Africa with his parents when he was just 14 and lived his young life in Lesotho, where he continued his education and developed a strong interest in cricket and nature. However, it was in his late teens that he began to develop an inquiring mind to explore the deeper aspects of causes and effects. At the age of 18, his meticulous and inquisitive mind led him to develop a profound personal understanding of worldly phenomena and a keen interest in Buddhist philosophy and meditation. His own exploration exposed him to various contemplative traditions, granting him deep insights into the nature of reality. The long journeys he embarked on with solitary retreats have refined his understanding of life and meditation as affirmed by him. At the age of 23, the young Shanaka Dharmakirti completed his university education and returned to Sri Lanka from Nicosia in Cyprus, marking a major turning point in his life. He began an extensive exploration of various philosophical and religious traditions, studying core texts such as the Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita. This pursuit became a spiritual calling to understand both the nature of the universe and the vastness of the mind, and it sparked his keen interest in astrophysics. During this period, strongly influenced by the ultimate aims of Buddhism, he realized that compassion and kindness, central to the Buddha's teachings, are also foundational in other major religions. This realization guided him in his monastic path, emphasizing the universal values of empathy and loving kindness. It was during this time the acquaintance with the senior German monk, Venerable Ñānavimala, laid a strong foundation for his monastic life and became a pivotal turning point in his journey. Inspired by Venerable Ñānavimala's severe penance and austerities, which he practiced directly, were greatly appreciated by Venerable Ñānalokathera, who lived with his mentor at the Pulgasduwa monastery in south of Sri Lanka, spending many years practicing various techniques of meditation and teaching the Dhamma. In 1999, at the age of 28, he entered into formal monastic life and was fully ordained in 2001. Even before his monastic life, he regularly traveled to the Himalayas and the holy cities of Rishikesh and Badrinath in northern India. Later, he journeyed again to Badrinath and onward to Ladakh, where he spent time meditating in the rugged Himalayan mountains and ancient forests. Since 2009, he has frequently visited Mount Kailash and Lake Mansoura in Tibet to practice advanced meditation techniques and to deepen his spiritual practice, though he encountered several daunting and frightening experiences along the way. He has also trekked on foot through the mountains and forests of Sri Lanka. All this is guided solely by the timeless noble Dhamma of the Supreme Buddha. In 2012, after emerging from his solitary forest life to address the public for the first time, Ñānalokathera began to commence widely attended spiritual assemblies. His teachings resonated with people around the world, establishing unique path of meditation practices and deep philosophical insight. His first overseas tour took place in April 2017 in Australia. True to Buddhist principles, he continues to meditate and perform rituals on these tours for the benefit of all beings. Since then, the Venerable Thera has traveled to the United Kingdom, the United States, Australia, France, Germany, Italy, and Switzerland in spreading the sacred Dhamma. Venerable Ñānalokathera's life is a beacon of wisdom, compassion, and dedication to the path of liberation. May we continue to be inspired by his life and teachings, and may his legacy guide us towards peace and wisdom in our own lives. As a true embodiment of the great Sangha, the Buddha's disciples, we pray that Ñānalokathera may realize the four noble truths and attain the bliss of Nibbana. May our great sage remain free from illness and live a long life.